You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Monday, January 30th, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman, joined as always by the King, Scott Angle, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Tony Zincana as well. We got the next 3 hours for you. Fantasy best friends forever. Come your way then. Fun show today, a lot to talk about. But first, we start off with how everybody's weekend was. What's up, Scotty?
How you doing, Greg? Good to see you.
It's always good to see you, man. What's doing?
Not much. Producing and relaxing weekend.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Week before the Super Bowl. We got a little Super Bowl Sunday coming up. That'll be fun. What's up, Corey?
What's the deal, Greg? How's everything going?
It's going well, man. How about you?
Interesting weekend. I can't complain. Got some decent rest. Got a chance to hang out a little bit. Scott, what's producing? What's that mean?
Productive,
I'd say. Productive. Okay. Yeah. I thought you was reproducing. I'm about to say y'all pretty up there for that.
Yeah.
Tony, what's up, man? You never know. Janet Jackson isn't.
Right? Oh, real.
Right? Did she just have a baby? She's about 50?
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Is that ageism? When you say that?
No. What's going on?
What's going on, my man? How are you? How was your weekend?
That was good. A little Royal Rumble.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was great.
I thought it was great, too.
What match do you think was the best?
AJ and John Cena.
I agree it was good.
Okay.
But why don't people give my man Roman Reigns a lot of credit? That match, him and Kevin Owens.
Oh, good match.
Through the tables and everything. Yeah. It was great. I loved it. I had MMA on Saturday night.
Right.
And I'm watching these two things, and yet I'm also watching golf, and I have a golfer that can't compete four rounds of golf when he gets injured.
That's not good.
And I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, if I was thinking about it. If I was injured playing golf,
yes.
I wouldn't tell anyone. I would just finish my day.
Right. Just suck, but finish your day.
Whatever happened to be embarrassed that you couldn't finish playing golf?
Right. I'm with you. I watched the record. Did you watch the Royal Rumble last night?
No, I didn't get a chance to see the Royal Rumble, but I saw some people saying that it was trash.
Right.
And what's up with that?
I didn't think it was trash. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. See, what happened was, as Tony mentioned with Roman Reigns, right? Roman Reigns, we
saw alternative news.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, my nephew, shout out to Austin. He's 7 years old. His favorite is Roman Reigns.
Right. So yeah, 7-year-olds love Roman Reigns, yeah. Right? It's kind of like the new John Cena. The older people just like are disgusted with this dude because they just push him to the moon. It's like, all right, enough of this guy already,
okay.
Right?
Okay, all right.
So number 30, the Royal Rumble hits, right? You know it's going to be some surprise. Everyone's expecting like the biggest surprise ever, right?
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns already fought earlier in the night. He already lost.
Yeah.
And then 30 hits, and boom, out comes Roman Reigns and the entire Alamo Dome. Boost the hell out of this guy.
Oh, really?
It was hysterical. But, like, I gave the WWE credit because normally I would kill them for this. But they knew he was going to get booed out of the building.
Yeah.
They knew it. They trolled everybody. It was hysterical.
That's why I thought he was going to win. I was surprised that Randy Orton won.
Right.
And, but now it creates a Randy Orton John Cena match.
No. So I don't think that's what's going to happen. Actually, Tone.
Really?
Yeah.
It has to happen.
No. We've seen that a billion times. I think we're going to see a Randy Orton Bray Wyatt match.
Really?
Yes.
Why you say that?
They're friends.
They are friends, but friends become enemies when it comes to WrestleMania.
No, we can't have friends. No, we got to stick friends.
Wait, you don't think Kevin Owens is going to fight Chris Jericho? They're friends.
No. No, they're probably going to fight. They're going to fight. But Bray Wyatt, I don't know. Like, the Bray Wyatt thing is boring to me.
Really?
I hope that's not it. Yeah.
No, I like him a lot. I wanted him to win the Rumble.
I can walk down Times Square and find a million weirdos. Right?
That's true.
There are plenty of guys there that probably have a lantern at night and walk around. I mean, those things happen. Here's how I saw it. I thought it created John Cena and Randy Orton.
Right.
It's seen it a million times, but you know what? It's not going to be the headliner. You're going to have Brock Lesnar and Goldberg go at it one more time. The Undertaker's going to fight Roman Reigns after that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the Shaquille O'Neal Big Show
Yes,
match.
Of course. That'll be fun.
Shaq and the Big Show?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Who's Shaq's tag team partner going to be? The General?
Isn't he a tag team partner?
No, just
the big show. It's one-on-one.
Yeah.
One-on-one fight.
We see him in those General commercials. You have the General in his corner.
Earl Thomas?
Earl Thomas, yeah.
No, I'm talking about you know, the General, the insurance guy.
Oh!
I mean, wrestling's fake and phony. You might as well put a cartoon in there.
Right, like Earl Thomas.
Yeah. You might as well put a cartoon in there.
It's not nice.
It's all kiddie stuff anyway.
I don't know. It's all kiddie stuff. You didn't watch the show last night. You didn't see dudes go through tables.
What's that?
You didn't see all these dudes
I would like
tables.
To see
I
Scott
what?
Angle.
I didn't see what?
These dudes go through tables. You call it kiddie stuff. That would hurt you, Scott.
I would like
too.
To see Scott Angle be Andy Kaufman.
Do you know, Tony, that my uncle was actually the one that set up the whole Andy Kaufman thing with Jerry Lawler? He was friends with Andy Kaufman and introduced him to Jerry Lawler.
So maybe we could get Scott Angle as part of the next one.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Right there at Rockin' Riley's, you call it fake, and we have Hornswoggle basically bury you into a table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you'd be scared of that, Scott.
I wouldn't.
Supposed to get body slammed by the Miz, and it hasn't happened yet.
So,
and you was like, don't remind nobody.
I'm cool with it. It's all phony anyway.
Again,
it'd be like a fake. It's like one of those tables on television just break in half.
I'm not really sure, how you can say that. You don't watch it. So you're calling out something you don't watch.
I don't watch it because it's not real sports.
And you can watch things that aren't real sports. Shockingly, you watch TV shows. I know you do.
It's so funny. I won't watch that because it's not real, but I'll watch The Walking Dead.
Which is about zombies.
Well, it's a television show.
So is this.
This is supposed to be sports, but yet it's
not
scripted.
Supposed to be sports.
Who said?
No. It's
entertainment.
It's sports entertainment, exactly.
Yes.
You watch the Mets shit.
Yeah. That's sports entertainment.
You don't watch the Knicks because you're a golden fake warrior.
I don't watch the Knicks because I'm not fooling with the Knicks.
Bandwagon hopper.
I'm not fooling with them.
Speaking about sports entertainment, so I played DFS over the weekend.
How'd it go?
It went well. I won 2 days in a row.
You're on a heater, huh?
Right. So this is the thing. Tony, when I lose, and I want to ask you guys this also, when I lose in DFS, right, I get very upset and frustrated, right? I'm not one of these people that's going to chase my money. I'm going to start putting in less and less each night. Mm. I'm not chasing my money because I get frustrated. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to win again. I put less money in.
Yeah.
When I'm on a heater, I just want to keep pouring money in.
You keep going.
I want to bet more money, which is kind of the opposite of, well, for lack of a better term, the opposite of gambling, right? When you lose money at a blackjack table, a lot of people chase their money, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that happens as much, or at least for me, I don't want to have an all-encompassing statement. For me, in daily fantasy, I get discouraged when I lose that I put less money in. But when I'm winning, I want to put in more per night. Tony, what do you think about that?
I think that's exactly the way it goes for a majority of the people.
Okay.
And I think both are huge mistakes.
Really?
Yeah. So the way I always try to explain daily fantasy is that it's not daily fantasy. What it is, it's fantasy sports with 365 events. So what you should do is you should set it up that you're going to play 365 days a year if you play all the sports. So, you know, basically if you just do basketball, so you set it up for 180 different events. And you should have a methodical approach where you put, your $10 in each night. Because what happens is that if you really put in the time and the effort, you're going to have a little bit of advantage over the guys. Not as much as you used to, but a little bit of advantage, right? So what happens is when you lighten up your load after a losing streak, you're due to win, and now you don't get the bang on the return that you would have got if you're playing the same amount each time. But the biggest mistake people make is they have 3 days of doubling their $10 money up, and all of a sudden, man, now I'm going to go 25. So basically, you won 3 days in a row,
yes.
And now you're going to put up 2.5 times the amount that you were putting in.
Yes.
And guess what's going to happen? And then you're back to even.
Yeah. But I want to win more money now because I feel like I'm hot. I want to keep it rolling.
Well, I gave you the way to do it.
Yes.
The way to go is keep your $10.
You did.
Keep playing the $5
yeah.
and just throw a $3 or $2 tournament.
That's the way to do it. That's what you said.
Yeah, and try to get one big bang.
And then I'll really feel like I won a lot. That'd be fun. That'd be
yeah.
cool.
And then you might go up to 15 or, you know.
Yeah,
just do it. Don't go 10 to 25.
All right. Scotty, do you ever, when you're playing DFS, do you ever feel that that I don't want to say exhilaration, but like you get hot, so you wanna start putting more money in, rather than when you lose, you don't wanna mess with that.
I don't take it as that. It's like, you know, if I've won a few times, I still take the same approach, pretty much. You know, it's like what my bankroll is at the time will pretty much dictate how I spend. You know, I look at every tournament or every week is pretty much an individual match.
Right.
You know, I don't. Right. You know, it's kind of like a gambling theory, like you talk about. You know, you
sure.
feel hot, and you want,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
you want to keep
yeah.
doing it, but I just, yeah. I don't. I can see where people take that approach, but that's just not my mentality.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm on this hot streak. I certainly want to keep playing, right? Like now I'm rolling right along. I want to keep playing. Corey, what about you, man? What about you when it comes to DFS?
See, I'm kind of you. I'm helter skelter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I play one way one for a couple of weeks. Play another way for a couple of weeks. So I really, there's no real rhyme or reason to my method of madness. I am truly doing it for entertainment purposes.
For the King, Scott Engel.
Yes.
They do have the Daytona prices out in DraftKings.
Oh, good. Yeah, Sean and I were talking about Daytona yesterday. It's February 26th, so I'm going to have to go. When did they release those, over the weekend?
Actually, I'm taking back what I said. They have the contest out, but they have no prices.
Okay, because they'll probably do a contest for the All-Star race first the week before, which I probably won't participate in.
I don't think they're having one either. It looks like right now it's only the
yeah, last year they did the All-Star race. I didn't do it.
Really?
No.
How come you don't jump in the All-Star?
Because it's not a real race. You know, it's an exhibition race. You know, they got all these different segments, et cetera. I don't want to, you know, spend any time on it.
$20. $20 will get you a shot at $50,000 playing NASCAR.
Wow.
Greg,
I'll do that.
Would that be something you will up your game to? Is that what you were looking for?
No, it is not what I'm looking for.
I've spent more than $20 playing NASCAR.
I'm going to tell you the worst fantasy sports to play.
Okay.
If you look at the scoreboard.
Okay.
If you're a guy, now are you a guy that looks at the live scoreboard during the night when you're playing your basketball?
So what normally happens, Tony, once the lineup locks, let's say it's 7 o'clock, I'll try to stay away, depending on what I'm doing, right? I'll try to stay away for like a couple hours. Let's say it's like 9 o'clock, I'll take a peek, right? And then once that first peek hits, then I'm checking all night.
Yeah, then it's time to stop. The worst sports ever is NASCAR and golf. If you play those... So you could be in like the top 10 in a big tournament with thousands of people, 10,000
right.
people. They go to a pit stop. You come out of the pit, you're in 2,482 just from one pit stop. Like, that's the insanity of NASCAR scoring. Secondly, golf, one shot goes in the woods. The guy can't find his ball. All of a sudden, you're dropped, you know, thousands of places in golf, too. Like, those things are crazy. On Thursday, I was up $1,014. I was up $1,400 in golf. The next day on Friday, at the end of the day, I was up $42.
Mm. Yeah, it's like NASCAR is like the one sport where I'll keep the live scoring open just because it's so crazy. You know, it's like one minute you're making $1,000, and the next minute you have zero.
But that's so interesting to me.
You won't watch your football score,
exactly.
But you'll watch your NASCAR score.
That's
the
right.
The reason why I do it is because my son likes to keep it open, and we like to watch the race together with having our live scoring open. If I was doing it by myself, I probably wouldn't check the live scoring.
Okay, so then let me ask you this.
He likes doing it, so I keep it open.
Let me ask you this. We're in a fantasy football league together, right? Mm-hmm. We play each other random, you know, week six, right?
Mm-hmm.
We play each other. We're hanging here, rock and rise. We had a work thing or whatever. Would you have live scoring up?
I wouldn't, but if you had it open and wanted to like have some fun with it, I'd be open to it. But if I was by myself,
no, but you're not
I
by
wouldn't.
Yourself. You're with me.
I'm saying if you say, Scott, I'm going to open up my live scoring.
No, I'm going to open up. Scott, we're watching the games together today. We're playing each other. It's you and me.
Oh, if you said that to me, Scott, let's watch the games together, watch our live scoring together. Yeah, I'd be open to doing it.
Okay.
It's like a one-time thing. I'm cool with that, yeah.
Right, but NASCAR, you'll keep open.
Because, you know, it's something
son,
my
his son is more important than me, is what he said.
Well, of course.
But it's reasonable. Yeah. I can't fight that. Yeah. That's fair.
Well, he got it open. But also, it's actually kind of amusing because of all the ups and downs
sure.
that Tony is talking about. You know, you get a wreck or... you know, if something happens, the field changes or whatever, you know, you're going from like $800 to like 30.
You know, in basketball, I don't know that swing because I'm only playing the 50-50s anyway. But in basketball, the worst is when you like don't have this player that everybody else has, and then it's a disaster.
With baseball, it's like I won't check my live scoring because I just want to see it compiled at the end of the night.
Right.
That's interesting, Greg. So
yes,
the first thing people do, all right, you put your lineups in whatever time. Basketball, you're always making sure that everybody's playing. So then 7 o'clock comes, right? About 7:04,
right,
it posts the lineups, but you get the ownership percentages of the guys playing the 7 o'clock game.
Yes, exactly.
So everybody, in my, at least I always like to go in and see what the ownership percentage
is. Yes, certainly.
So you get worried when your guy's a low ownership percentage.
Yeah.
And you see like someone over 50% owned and you don't have them.
Yes.
See, that's kind of interesting because I think a lot of the experienced players like it the other way around.
Right.
But the first thing I do, like say I have someone in there like 2% owned.
Yes.
I immediately go to RotoWorld and say, did I screw up? Is he not playing?
Right, sure. So it's funny you talk about 2% only, because last night I put a lineup together and I said, like I said, I wound up cashing, I put about 300 points on the dot. And I picked a player that I knew, there's 100 people in this thing, and he's talking about the top 50. I picked a player that I knew I'd be the only person of 100 to have. And the lineup locks. And it's literally 1% owned, which means I am legitimately the only person out of 100 that has it. I knew it, Tony. I knew it going in. And I knew if this guy hit 5x value, I was going to cash last night. And he did.
Who was it?
I'll tell you on the other side of the break. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So, like I said before the break, played DFS last night, and I had one guy who was 1% owned. I knew that, Tony. So, like, normally I'm really upset about that, but I knew it last night going into it that I like this one guy that I knew nobody else was going to have, and it would work. Oh, Kevin Durant lost a point at 299. And that guy was Solomon Hill, who was $4,200 and put up 21.6 points.
Yeah, Solomon Hill. So that's crazy. Like, he's a guy, and there's a whole bunch of those guys on the New Orleans team that you go in and out of and jump on those guys. That's a risky play last night, man.
He's been kind of hot in daily fantasy. Yeah. Like, the minutes have been there. He's put up, I believe, around 20 or more DFS
points
last 3 days.
The other problem, though, is that coach and staff.
He's crazy.
They change the lineup every day, right?
Yeah.
So you just never know what you're going to get. So that's a move that could pay off. And to be honest with you, that's a move I expect from someone that's playing 10, 12 teams.
Right.
I'm going to have that one team with Solomon Hill in case he gets the thing. And that's where the disadvantage is for the people that are playing one or two teams and they get themselves into tournaments there. And I give the two sites, DraftKings and FanDuel, a lot of credit. They've given everybody an opportunity to not be involved in those situations. You have single entry tournaments more than ever, and you have a lot of three entry maximum tournaments
there,
which you didn't have in the past. So instead of bitching, just get in the right tournaments, people.
Agreed. And it's very interesting, going back to the point you made before the break here, Tony, that maybe it's because of the cash game. In the cash game, I want really what the majority have, at least I feel like, because then, you know, I feel like if I have a player that does poorly, it's going to affect everybody, and I just need a couple of things to go right, rather than the Solomon Hill, where I have 1%, where if he doesn't do well, it's over, because nobody else has Solomon Hill.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that you went that way, and I like that you had the confidence that you knew no one would have him, and you still went, because I think a lot of times people are swayed, and they won't go with someone that nobody will have.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just reading tweets of our president currently.
The tears.
The morning Trump tweets we get.
The wake up tweets
at 7:20 a.m. Eastern time every day.
The wake and bake tweets.
Greg,
you know what's funny about
when
that,
you're saying
right?
Cash games, are you playing head to head, or are you playing more 50-50s?
50-50s. I'm not playing head to head against anybody.
Okay,
I play 50-50s. Why?
I was just curious. I always hear you saying cash game. I'm wondering. I was saying if you do, you know, how do you pick your opponents? But if you're not playing, those head to heads.
Yeah, I play head to head every night, and I don't pick my opponents. I just put it out there, and then whoever wants to play me, and then I only allow people to play me once. So, like, I'll put $51 games out there.
Right.
And you could only play me once.
So will you play anybody once, though? Or do you have, like, certain parameters that you judge them by whether you want to play them or not?
No. This is my job. I should be able to play anyone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like $51 games because the odds... And Tony, with those $51...
I'm going to tell you why I do that. Okay. I'm going to tell you why I do that.
Yes.
Is that I was playing the 50-50 games for a long time. But you get guys in those 50-50 games now, unless you get in the single entry 50-50, that have 30, 40 of the same lineups in there.
Right.
And it can go either way. It can go either way. Like, if you beat them, it's great. You took them out 40 times.
Sure.
But if you lose, you're down 40 times. So I said, you know what? I just found it better. There's more variety and less. I find when I play $51 games, I have a less chance of getting killed on a night.
Right. Now, how many lives did you say you make for these $50 games? $1 games, excuse me.
Yeah, one lineup, I put it at $51 games.
Okay. One lineup, and you're going head-to-head with somebody, and they could be, you know, pros, or they could be, you know, just people looking for head-to-head.
I want to make sure I follow Tony, though, here. He's saying you played 50 head-to-heads, or are you playing $51 50-50s?
No, 50 head-to-heads.
Head-to-heads, one-on-one.
Head-to-heads, right.
One-on-one.
I don't play.
Because you don't want to go against all those guys with the 30-40 lineups, you're saying.
Yeah, it can be good and it can be bad, so I just don't deal with it.
I find that's so interesting, and I'm wondering if that should be something that I do, just play the 10 head-to-heads one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny plays in the 50-50 still, and he plays in those, but he plays in the single-entry 50-50, so he'll play a $50 game or a $100 game as opposed to $51 games.
Well, that's what I do. I play in the head-to-head single entry because I don't want to mess with the multi-entry people.
Yeah, you can fall behind a train.
How often do you play
one.
Head-to-head, Greg?
Never.
Never?
Never. I've never done it in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to, you know, going one-on-one with someone is scary.
Mano y mano.
Yeah. But I do.
It's funny.
Scott, I play you Daytona. And on DraftKings.
Daily
Daytona.
Okay. Yeah, during baseball season. Easy.
Yeah,
during baseball
season,
I bet
you can't pick a lineup on
your
own. You have to excuse him.
Oh, you started it, but you got to excuse me. Yeah, okay, very good. Go ahead.
Derek Cotty was a guy I was playing every night during baseball season, like just randomly.
Yeah,
I would get hooked up with him.
How was that? How'd that go for you?
You won some, you lost some.
Yeah. Would you say you had a higher winning percentage versus Cotty?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I'd have to go look. But it's only a buck at a time. It doesn't sting.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying. But he's just on TV and stuff, and his hair is all flowing and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. I was at a place. I was
like
in Miami one night.
The crap out of him, to be honest with you.
He's got long hair?
You believe me.
He kind of has that, you know, hoity-toity type. You know what I'm saying?
Suspin, you're a young guy in love.
Yes.
I was in Miami one night, and Cardi was with this girl, and there's a room full of like 300 people there for their fantasy sports thing.
Yeah.
And Cardi kept feeling up this girl the whole night. Oh, and they didn't leave each other's side. It was very sickening to watch.
Yes. Yeah. See, showing off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd rather just take her in the closet and get it over with.
Whoa. Derek Cardi, not that kind of guy, though. See, Cardi, he's going to front at the bar and hold her and kiss on her and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he's going to
pay
her and he's
going to leave.
They never left each other's side. It was the craziest thing, right? And they were very into each other.
Is that his regular girlfriend, though?
I interviewed him, but that wasn't part of the interview.
Yeah, I thought maybe you would ask him like off the air, you know, like when you're talking.
I don't really like. No, he doesn't fascinate.
I find
me
him to be
to
like
to
a
off.
Very very quiet kind of guy, like off the air. You know,
he gave me one of the greatest interviews ever before Tout Wars.
Yeah,
I asked him if he died during the season, who we would like to take over his team, and we could put it on record. And he went with it. It went very well. So, Greg, are you a public affection guy?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
That was something interesting that day.
No, never. I hate it, actually.
No, hold
Scott,
hands.
24 years of marriage.
Sure.
You must be a big public affection
Are
guy.
You,
you make out, like, on the train?
I used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Show off?
When I was younger.
Yeah. What about you, Corey?
I'm not going to wait to get home, to, you know, if I'm feeling it. You know, why? Why do I got to wait if I'm on the subway?
Because I don't want to watch.
What?
Because I don't want to
so
watch.
Don't look. Turn away. I don't care.
It's kind of gross.
I'm not a big PDA guy either.
I don't care what you think. I want to get mine.
I'm not.
But, like, hold on. Wait. So I find that concept very interesting. Because, like, me.
This is
like,
how I thought when I was younger.
Yeah. Sure. But, like, it's like a public place. Like, I don't need to subject people to my doing. I wait till I get home in my private
That's cool.
residence.
That's cool. But you know what? You know, it's like, but you don't want to do it. You don't do it. I'll do it.
But I don't want to watch you.
So then turn away.
But you, if I'm sitting on this car, if I'm sitting on the train, right, yeah. and I'm in my seat, right, and yeah. you're in the seat directly across yeah. from me, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to look?
Get up and go to the next car.
You go, no.
No.
You are ruining my
move.
Riding experience.
You, what sort of riding experience do you want to have? Do you want to
not
have a buffet?
People.
Not watching people.
You want to have a buffet in the car too?
No, I said no. I don't. I just don't
see people all over each
there's,
other.
There's stuff on
other.
There's stuff on the subway all the time you don't want to see. You know,
and that's one of them.
You just look away,
and that's one all. Of them.
Can't control what other people do.
So if there's someone like masturbating on the subway, should I be
well,
like,
that's against the law.
So is having
that's
sex on the
that's
subway.
That's indecent exposure.
So is making some other stuff.
Making out on the subway is not against the law.
Well, how far yeah. you go in the make out, it's probably against
well,
the law.
Well, if a boob come exposed, then it's different. It's
right.
indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mean,
I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking about kissing on the subway.
No, we're not talking about seeing body parts on the subway.
Yeah, that's different.
Me, I'm not a PDA guy. I might hold your hand, you know what I'm saying? I might smack you on the ass, but I'm not really going to
smack you on the ass.
Yeah, I'm not like I'm not going to be all kissing on you and stuff in public, you know what I'm saying?
You probably won't even kiss in private.
Have you ever had a girl that told her she'd like to be spanked?
Take a break here. Come back. We're going to come back. We'll talk DFS basketball from last night. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
This is a nice jam.
You like this?
Yeah.
Game? It does it for you?
It's like the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
70s.
Like the old days,
yeah.
you know?
Like Sky Love time.
Spinners.
Sky Love.
Sky Love was more late 80s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, the Knickerbockers went to four overtimes yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, they was in the A, right?
They were in the A town. But then they lost. And that was it. They played.
Florio blamed the refs.
Why?
I don't know.
Florio, why did you blame
there
the
were
refs?
Knicks fans on Twitter blaming the officials last night.
I mean, I knew there was some problem with the refs, but I mean, he had four overtimes to win.
Yeah.
Oh no, they definitely blew chances, but it wasn't just me. Like, I watched the Knicks post game, and usually those guys are, you know, they're hard on the Knicks
yeah.
when they lose. They were bashing the refs because there was numerous times I was watching, and even like the announcers during the game were like, Paul Millsap just traveled.
Right.
Like, he would catch the ball, take
yeah,
three
I saw
steps.
That, yeah.
And lay it up. And then the game winning, the one that he hit to put the Hawks ahead, he traveled. And Carmelo Anthony was getting, like, on that
yeah.
shot where he tied the game up,
yeah.
he got hit twice.
He did. He got hit hard going to overtime on the layup.
And
yeah.
if he misses that, they blow the whistle. You know that.
I
but
agree.
He made it, so they don't. So I just thought it was. And Courtney Lee on the one before third overtime, how is that not a foul? I mean, he was mauled. I just thought it was a little. Little too many non-calls against the Knicks.
Voice is cracking. It must have been serious.
Yeah, no, it was. It stunk. I've never seen this, Tony, maybe because I don't really see many four overtime games. Paul Millsap played 60 minutes in this
yeah.
game.
Oh, boy.
Set a franchise yeah. record.
60 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, 37
so
points.
He was
balls.
Big yeah. down the clutch for them, travels or not.
This game was crazy because I was on the borderline of cashing, right?
Right.
And you would think, I had a lot of guys in this game, so you would think that it would help.
Right.
But I kept going in and out of the money on every basket or every turnover. And it was the craziest thing.
Crazy live
four
scoring.
Overtimes.
Yeah,
but
the
I hung
had
in
so
there.
Many guys foul out last night, like Anthony and Noah. Just like everybody had fouled out at one point. You know, they had this ragtag lineup. Like, you know, in there for like the final overtime.
Well, but, my man only played 3 minutes.
Well, that was what I was about to get to, right? Like, you have Noah who fouls out, and Kylo Quinn fouls out, and Willie Hernan Gomez has been so good. Guy couldn't get off the bench. They played four. They played four freaking overtimes, which is what? How long is that?
You mean he wasn't hurt and they didn't play him?
No, 68 minutes they played, and this guy played three.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
But he was healthy.
Yeah.
And they played 70 minutes, and he played three.
Right.
What did he do wrong? This is a disaster.
They're talking about if Carmelo gets traded, he's the guy that you got to pick up in the season of the league.
Hernan Gomez?
Yeah.
He can't get off the bench in 70-minute games, and Melo didn't play the last two overtimes.
This was the narrative I heard before yesterday's game.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that narrative.
You think he's going to get traded?
No.
Well, apparently he said he'll go to the Clippers.
They're looking for a third team to try to make the Clippers deal happen.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
And then when he does get traded, Phil gets nothing back.
I think Phil Jackson's willing to trade him for a bag of balls.
No, yeah. Phil Jackson's trading for you.
Yeah.
He would.
That'd be a major disappointment. I'd be getting booed at Madison Square Garden.
Boo,
fantasy executive, you suck.
You suck. Go back to Golden State.
There's got to be like peanuts. Peanuts here. Yeah. Get your peanuts here.
Let the barbs be accurate. I never sold peanuts. I sold soda.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah. Pepper here. Get your Dr. Pepper here.
That was Shea Stadium. I sold souvenirs at Madison Square Garden.
Your Knicks commemorative.
Yeah. I made a lot of money doing that.
Really?
It helped put me through school.
So why'd you stop?
What?
Why'd you stop?
Well, you can't. He's grown now.
So you got to do it forever. Man, you can't do it. Why not?
I wasn't going to do it forever.
Why not? You should have paid well.
It paid well, and I did it as long as I wanted it to, but then things started happening, you know, there that I didn't like, and they changed ownership, you know, so I quit, and I moved on to other things. Did about 4 years.
You worked at Shea and City. Yeah. I mean, Shea and
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Timmy Hardaway last night.
Never Nassau Coliseum?
I don't want to go all the way out to Long Island for work. It's like, you know, the commute and everything, it just wouldn't have made sense, you know, financially, time-wise, everything.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg. Yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr. plays 58 minutes in this one and went 0 of 9 from three-point range.
Man, he thought he was playing for the Knicks again.
Yeah, I know, right?
My man Dennis Schroeder went 9 of 25 in 55 minutes.
He played a lot. He had 15 assists, too.
Sure did.
He always shows up against the Knicks.
He's a good player.
He can play.
Yeah. He's a good player.
He offensively, he's very good. Defensively, he has left a lot to be done.
Well, he's really fast. He's very, very fast. And he's got a cool blonde streak in his hair.
Oh, but, I don't like that thing.
I wasn't using the word cool, but I'll go with it.
All right. All five Hawks starters.
You like that, Greg? You're thinking about doing it?
I'm not. It doesn't work for my hair so much. But, there was a time where, you know, now Corey, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Now there's a lot of young people that get the blonde, like Odell, right?
They do the Odell, right?
But there was a time about 20 years.
My son has it, but we won't let him dye it.
Really?
Yeah, you don't let him dye his hair.
So what do you mean he has it? He has
the type of hair that's hairstyle, and he wants to dye it, but we're like, no, you're not dyeing it.
Because you don't like Odell? If Des Bryant did it, would you allow him to dye it?
No, you know, you're dyeing your hair, you know what I'm saying? A 16-year-old boy dyeing his hair, it's not that serious.
Well, it's the look, man. That's what people are doing, because Odell.
No, it's not. He doesn't do anything, you know what I mean?
Well, he got me the honor roll.
Yeah, okay, but you're right.
He did make
it.
If he makes the honor roll and be like, Dad, I made the honor roll. I want my hair blonde.
No, you're not. No. I mean, excuse me. Hey, this guy, Schroeder, is from Germany.
Yeah, Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder. He's from Germany.
So anyway.
Is he allowed to travel?
Yeah. That country not allowed. But there are some basketball players.
I know. I've heard some basketball players.
That are in trouble.
It's some people, Luol Deng, right? Like, if Luol Deng goes to play the Raptors, he might have trouble coming back in.
Where's Luol Deng from?
I think Luol Deng.
That's good. I'll play Brandon Ingram that night.
Yeah, so Luol.
Gotta pay attention to everything in DFS.
Luol Deng was born in the Sudan. Is the Sudan on the list?
I think so. I think Lou.
I don't think the Sudan.
Somebody else. I read something else where.
But then his family moved to Egypt, and Egypt was definitely allowed
in.
No, Egypt's allowed in because Mr. Trump has put a business in Egypt.
So then, And then like the Iranian basketball team.
Yeah.
They have American players on it.
Sure.
So when they leave and when they come back to Iran, mm-hmm. Those dudes not gonna be able to play.
No. No.
You messing up rotations.
We made some bad deals with them, and they got to pay.
Anyway, so going back to the
Phil Jackson, let him be the GM over there. That is straight.
Going back to the blonde information, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, the blonde streak.
So when I was younger, right, like 20 years ago or so, yeah. So not, like you're saying, the whole rage is Odell, right? Like everyone wants the Odell hair now.
Yeah.
So like 20 years ago, you had all these dudes, all these you know people my age, right? That all wanted their hair, at least part of their hair, like Eminem.
Oh, okay.
Wanted it. So you had all these little kids,
bleach blonde,
or like you know how everyone had like the hair up and they do this thing,
right?
They just had the flip part blonde.
Okay.
That was the thing. That was 20 cool. Years ago. That was cool. I never did that because I thought I told you, man, my hair. You know, there's no way to put blonde in here. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, Corey, would you ever dye your beard blonde?
No, I'm not dying nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
I think we should go back 30 years.
Yeah.
To where everybody just put gold chains on you with a Mr. T.
Mr.
T look.
Sure, everybody had a clock around their neck.
Like Flavor Flav.
Tony would walk up to them and go, "Excuse me, do you know what time it is?"
Yeah, the clock around your neck.
No, I would walk up to him and say, "Time flies when you're having fun or on a plane with Flavor Flav." That's what I would say.
I hope people don't go back to the Flavor Flav look.
Yeah. Wearing an 8-ball like jacket.
No, I'm not a fan of Flavor Flav.
Not a nice guy?
No.
Not that he's not a nice guy. I just don't like that type of...
He proves, though, if you have a reality show, anyone can get a piece. Because he would have all these women on this reality show. And he ain't the greatest looking dude in the world.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. I know people that have been on Flavor of Love.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know what they say about it.
They was like it was crazy. It was like it was absolutely crazy. It was absolutely bananas. I knew a girl. I think Autumn went down to the last two. No, this is a different show. She didn't. I forgot. I don't know who she lost to. She went down to the last two or something. Yeah. So no, she had. She said it was crazy out there. It's like it's real, but it's not real.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like a lot. They get you every place, every day. They get you so drunk out of your mind,
right?
Where it's bound to be some kind of fight or something right. You know what I mean?
Well, from what I understand about all these like bachelor type shows, right? Like they get you drunk and they start like whisper things in your ear, like, "Did you hear what Janelle said?"
Yeah,
about
exactly.
You?
That's what they
like,
do.
Janelle was calling you a slut.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit, was it? And then they get to drinking and, you know, everybody, their emotions run high and stuff like that.
It's like Inception. They just plant stuff.
Yeah, they plant stuff, yeah. So it's like, you know, they can't have you up there. They're going to spin for you to come out here to chill, so. And then my homeboy, Reese, he was on Flavor of Love, too.
Right.
Yeah, he went out there for that. So he said the same thing. It's just a whole bunch of alcohol and stuff like that. So shout out to Flavor Flav.
You don't like Flavor Flav.
I can't. I'm not a guy.
I'm
not
a Flavor Flav. You don't like him.
Yeah. I like that one song he did.
911 is a joke.
Yeah, 911 is a joke. That was a good song.
I'm more of a Fight the Power guy.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't really listen.
That's way before you.
It's a favorite play. Yeah.
You don't have your favorite Flavor Flav songs?
Wow.
Oh, boy. Golden State and Portland last night. How about that one?
Who knew at 7:42 that Flavor Flav would be a topic?
I know, right?
You never know on this show.
Golden State
from spanking the Flavor Flav, the Roto
Experts. Scott, we tried to get past that already. Clearly. You only brought that back up. 113 to 111, Golden State did beat Portland last night. You're right, Corey, and they did it without Steph Curry.
Yeah, it was had the flu last night. Right?
I think that stomach virus is going around.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, my stomach's been bothering me. It feels
don't do that.
It just feels very tight.
I
know?
Need to be here.
It's making me think I should go on like a diet. It just feels very.
Oh, okay.
It feels very
the crazy
tight
thing
here.
About this Stephon Curry stomach thing. Two nights ago, when he put up the monster game,
yeah, he wasn't sick then.
Yeah, no. He was sick. He was
questionable. Yeah, he was. Yeah, and 2 days later, he couldn't play. Like I was like, something's going on here.
Yeah, I think it was like he was sick, but like he wanted to play the night one of the back to back rather than the night two back to back. It's like combined. Yeah. So no,
it seems like a guy planning his sick days.
It just feels like very tight up here. It feels like very tight up here at the top of my stomach. And I feel like it's just because I haven't been eating very healthy. You know. now.
I had a bad January as far as diet wise. Yeah, I was all over.
I feel gross.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of good eating in January.
I got to eat some more
salads. And then I did a lot of drinking in January, too.
Yeah.
I meant to do a sober February.
Sober February, I think?
Yeah, it's the shortest month.
Yeah, I understand, but it's still 28 days. It's still 28 days.
Yeah, it's Black History Month, though.
It is.
But do you what are you going to toast to?
Nobody has Black History Month parties, though, so that's not a thing. So.
No?
Not never.
I once left my Christmas tree up so I would get Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Day in.
It's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
I
left it up.
In this Warriors Blazers game, the Warriors are led by Kevin Durant, 33-10-6. Clay at 27-6. Draymond Green really struggled, which is a surprise. You thought with Curry out, he would be the biggest beneficiary here. And he wasn't. 5 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, 7 turnovers, 1 of 6 from behind the arc. A really frustrating night from Draymond Green, and a very frustrating night
2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3-point range.
From Sean Livingston, who started in place.
Sean Livingston
Curry
got the start, right?
6 points,
he's
3 assists.
A good player. As far as NBA wise, when Steph is out, they can always return to Sean Livingston. He gives them good minutes and, off the bench and stuff like that.
How old do you think Sean Livingston is now?
Sean Livingston has got
to be. He's been in the league forever. He was a guy that was going to be a superstar in this league, and the injury tore up. Yeah.
But he's
Livingston's what, 34, 35?
31.
Oh, he's only 31?
He's cashed a lot of checks.
He's had a nice, you know what, it turned out to be have a nice career when it was all said and done, which is really, you feel good for him, you know?
And everybody says he's one of the nicest players in the NBA, too.
Sean Livingston?
Yep.
That's cool. Went fourth overall. Who knew?
CJ McCollum had another big night, 28 points. He was 10 of 16 from the field and 5 of 7 from 3-point range, 7 rebounds. Another good game for him.
You were Sean Livingston went to college, Scotty?
No.
Ooh. Sean Livingston went to Kentucky.
It's a trick question. He didn't go to college.
I'm about to say he went to
Maryland?
Kentucky. Oh, he didn't go to college.
He did not go to college. He didn't go to college.
He went straight to the league.
Yeah.
But what high school did he go to, though?
He's supposed to go to Duke, I'll tell you that much.
I thought he was going to Kentucky.
No, he's going to Duke. And he's a McDonald's All-American against Ridgewood. Ridgewood High, and then transferred to Peoria Central.
Ooh, okay.
You gave McCollum's stats out. Damian Lillard, who I really liked last night, had 19-8. Damian Lillard.
16-14 from the field. Good night for Mason Plumlee, 15 points. 11 rebounds.
He has been scorching hot, Tony, Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, he was an easy play last night, I thought, in that game against Golden State. He's a guy that, he's going to be a free agent, too. He's going to get
cash
a big check.
It's interesting. I didn't think he was a great play because at first I had him in. I thought it was easy. But then I did some more research. And evidently, in the previous games against Golden State, he had been pulled early. They had, and maybe it was matchup based, but they had not played him a lot of minutes previously in games against Golden State. So I'm like, oh, no. Like, this looks like an easy matchup.
He'll probably get crushed. But when you take Curry out, you would think the game would be closer.
Right.
Plus, it was at Portland.
Right.
And the Warriors just came off a big game that was on TV prior to that. So I felt like they wouldn't blow him out in this game.
Okay.
This would be a good playoff series once again if they do it.
Warriors won all 4 in the regular season. But yeah.
Then you think about it, it wouldn't, because now you got Kevin Durant in the mix, so that makes things different. But
I think Steph Curry didn't play in this game.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's true too. Jeez. I tried Portland.
So this is so what I find very interesting, Tony, is Portland's important starting lineup now, because Mo Harkless is back, Alfredo Camino is back. This team is as healthy as it's been essentially all year, even though Ed Davis is hurt now. But Noah Vonleh continues to start the power forward position. Evan Turner continues to start the shooting guard position, which means Alfredo Camino and Mo Harkless both come off the bench. Now, Harkless at 21 minutes, he had 10 points. Aminu, 3 of 10 from the field. He had 7 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and Evan Turner continues to do very, very well in the starting lineup with 18-6.
Turner can play. I'm just surprised he's getting this many shots. If you look at last night's game, he had more shots than both Lillard and McCollum. And that shocks me. That's the one negative I have with Evan Turner in this offense that I'm skeptical of this continuing long term is, one, does he get enough shots to justify fantasy production? And then last night he had 6 assists too, which surprises me with 2 point guards already on the court.
Yeah, he's a distributor, but that 17 field goal attempts is a little bit too much.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. It surprises me, too. But I just find it interesting now that they are starting him. They're continuing to start him despite all their guys.
He can play.
Yeah, he definitely can play.
Yeah, he can. he can play. I mean, he's had a good career where he's always been the sixth man, seventh man off the bench. But you do go back one game, right? Memphis is a good defensive team.
Yes.
Unlike Golden State, statistically, somehow is there. But they take a lot of shots. He only had 8 points, and he had eight assists, which is great right there. But he only had 9 shots. He had 10 shots in the game against the Lakers, 9 shots in the game against Boston, and Philadelphia, 10 shots. So I think that's where he's going to be, and that's going to really limit his points. But as long as he can get those assists and rebounds, which he has been doing, he'll be all right fantasy-wise, but won't be great.
Let me ask you, fellas, this. With Steph out last night, at any point, would you have considered playing Andre Iguodala?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. When I'm playing guys like Solomon Hill, I consider anybody. but, like, for that small forward position, like, I considered Iguodala. But I already had 3 Warriors in there.
Okay.
So absolutely, you knew he'd get heavy minutes. I actually liked him better than Sean Livingston. Livingston just fit what I was going with.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely considered Iguodala last night, knowing that the minutes would be certainly up.
He did get the minutes though, but
36 minutes.
Yep.
He put up 12 points, 5 assists, 3. That would have been perfect for us in DFS.
Yep.
Considering what Solomon Hill did, which I will explain on the other side of the break. We'll do some more NBA. Take it at the top of the hour. Cut up next. Here are the Roto Experts. Back here on the Roto Experts in the morning. Told you excitedly, played my man Solomon Hill last night. And the numbers, like, I'll read them to you right now. They were not good by any means, right? Like, he had played 39 minutes, which is the reason I played him, because he played so many minutes. 39 minutes. He went 2 of 9 from the field. He had 7 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, but 3 steals and a block without a turnover. Got the job done. Thanks, guys.
It happens.
Yeah. Thanks for your support. Anthony Davis played the whole game here, which is a surprise. He played, got 36 and 17, 3 assists, 3 steals, a couple of blocks, a bunch of turnovers.
That is very surprising.
And your man, Drew Holiday, 26 points, 11 assists, and 4 rebounds.
With Anthony Davis and knowing how often he gets hurt, and, you know, if the Pelicans don't make the playoffs, you know, maybe they'll shut him down at some point. Is there a sell-high market for him right now?
Jesus.
In seasonal.
Who's going to buy him?
I'd be petrified to buy him. Petrified.
You waiting for the season-ending injury to come.
Yeah.
So I was reading some articles over the weekend were saying sell high on Anthony Davis.
How could you sell high when he's hurt every game?
I'm not saying it myself. I'm just asking you what I read.
Well, you better tell our writers to pick up their pace.
I wasn't our writers.
Our writers will not write something so silly.
How about your man Johnny Wall?
Johnny Wall, 37 minutes. It was 18 and 19 last night.
Yes.
Without a 3-pointer.
Season high.
She's an assist.
Yeah.
Very, very good night for John Wall. Bradley Beal puts up 27 and 6. Markieff is 21 and 8. Gortat, double-double, 17 and 11. And Otto Porter Jr. put up 13 and 6 with 4 steals.
How's this Washington
very
team
efficient
playing?
Washington's playing well.
Yeah,
Washington's
disappointing to me.
Everybody,
they're disappointing you, Tony.
That they started out so poor.
Yes.
That's a team that's definitely a top 5 team in the East.
Yes,
I think them and Atlanta are very close,
within a half game of each other in the standings.
Yeah, and then you look at the Toronto Raptors, who have not played as well as of lately. I think that the 2 through 5, any of those teams could come in any order.
I agree,
and I think the Wizards actually have a lot of talent when you look at it from a starting perspective. The one, I guess, problem the Wizards have, their bench is not too deep.
They've won 19 of 25 home games this year, too. And like Tony says, you know what you get in terms of the minutes. And you've said it too, Greg. You know, the guy who played the least amount of minutes among the starters was Gortat, and he had 31.
Right, and we say that all the time with the Wizards, is how predictable they are in daily fantasy, because they all play so many minutes, and you have to wonder, come playoff time, if that's going to wear you down, right? Like, the only guy that gets any time off the bench is Kelly Oubre, and playoff time, these guys are going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I never noticed before today, which is pretty amazing to me?
What?
Is the point differential on the season for these NBA teams.
Okay.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, by far the best team in the East.
Right.
Their point differential is only 4.9. 4 points,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The Celtics is 2. The Raptors is 5. The Hawks are a negative. The Wizards are 1.6. Indiana Pacers is a negative 0.7. The Bulls are even, and the Hornets are 1.6. Like, that's a very small margin of error when you think about it from all these NBA teams.
Do you want to hear something kind of crazy? Let me see here. 12 games. All right, never mind. I thought I had a good stat. Never mind. In the West, Golden State plus 13, San Antonio plus 8, the Rockets plus 5.8. Basically, everybody in the Western Conference are all in the plus except the 8th seed, the Denver Nuggets, who are 4 games under 500, so that kind of makes sense. Sixers lost the Bulls last night 121-108.
No Embiid.
Without Joel Embiid, who you hope plays tonight.
They say it's going to be a game-time decision.
For the Bulls, they were led by Jimmy Butler, who I actually really liked last night. 28-8, 7 assists, 4 steals as well.
JB.
My man Robin Lopez, who I played last night.
Game of the year.
21 points and 10 rebounds, a couple of assists, 3 blocks. D-Wade, 14-6-6. And off the bench, Dougie Fresh at 14. Paul Zipsa at 13. Nikola Mirotic, 13th. No Taj Gibson last
D-Wade's,
night.
D-Wade's going out like Derek Jeter did. Not on a good note.
For the Sixers, all five starters were in double digits.
I know.
Ersan Ilyasova led the way with 31-11. Robert Covington with 21-12.
Robert Covington.
We'll take a break when we come back. We'll turn our attention to some baseball. Tony had a great point in an email to me this weekend. He explains on the other side. Hour number 2 comes up next.